I want you to go ahead and just find a comfortable sitting position. Just turn off any electronic devices you have. Put them on silent for now. And for the next about 10 to 15 minutes, we're going to just sit with spirit and do this really beautiful exercise where we build that energy up with spirit, we build that power. So if you are disturbed, if there aren't people around, just do this to the best of your abilities, and you can always come back and watch this video again later and do this exercise again when you're more in a sacred space and you're undisturbed. Okay, so feel free to create a sacred space wherever you are. You can dim the lights if you want. Maybe bring a crystal by your side if you need to. Whatever you need to do, we'll give you a minute to do that. But really just try to create a sense of good and positive energy flowing in the room around you. Because when we are in a very quiet and sacred energy, it's much easier for us to connect with spirit. Okay, and for the moment, we've really worked a lot with different things tonight. We've talked a lot about so many interesting factors with mediumship, what is important. And one of those things is surrendering. And so when we work with spirit, when we work with our intuition, when we work with the healing arts, you have to understand that this is very sacred work. This is ancient work. This is ancient energy. And you have to treat it as such. And so surrender is important to that, because when you surrender, you allow yourself to be open. And when you allow yourself to be open, you become a much easier channel of information. So just begin now to surrender any anxieties you have, any worries or fears. I want you to begin to sort of imagine that they float away into the universe, and that as you connect with your breath, taking in some nice long deep inhales through your nose and releasing. As you connect with your breath and deep in your inhales, you surrender a little bit more and you release a little bit more to the universe. So just focusing now more on your breath, deepening your inhales, and relaxing more into the space that you have set this intention for. Surrendering your worries, surrendering any anxiety. And know that if you have some of that, that's totally fine. It's normal to have a little bit of this. But as long as you are in this space, you are always a sacred being in a body having a human experience. And that right now, you're simply returning to your divine expression, to your epicenter of wonder and phenomena. They say that we come to this earth for a little while, and that when we transition, we just go back home. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're going to sit with spirit in our spiritual homes, in our own temple. And as you're deepening your breath and beginning to relax a little bit more, you let go a little bit more. And as you let go a little bit more, the energy begins to shift within you. And you might begin to feel a little bit different. You might begin to feel a little bit lighter. And if you're still struggling and you're still having a little bit of resistance, that's okay. Resistance is normal. Just imagine that resistance transforms from a wall into a river of light. If you have any resistance right now, just imagining that that resistance transforms from a wall into a river of light, and the energy begins to flow through you. Knowing that you are safe and that there is no fear here in the sacred, there's no fear here in this ancient work. because you're only going back to the source, to the power of which you already are. You're returning back to that state of love and to that state of light. And now I want you to begin slowly beginning to shift your awareness to your soul, remembering that we are all souls in human expression. I want you to invite your soul to work with you right now, moving your awareness to your soul essence. And allow that to begin to form into your mind, into all of your senses, physical and non-physical, remembering that you are a soul, a divine being of light. And letting go more and more, you sort of naturally begin to ease into the energy of your soul, that you already are this divine energy. You begin to feel that vibration, that shift in your awareness. And knowing that the soul is merely an extension of the physical, and the physical is merely just an extension of the soul. Just like a star is a divine expression and extension of the universe. That's what you are. That's what you're moving into. Your universal qualities and your universal essence. I want you to ask your soul to step into your awareness so that you may feel it more, so that you may know your soul more. So that you may understand, and you might begin to feel a sense of grandiosity. You might feel a little bit larger, more expanded. It might begin to take on a form. It may look like your higher self. And just see and sense and know and feel the power of your soul as it steps more and more into your awareness, into your mind. And just notice a little how different you feel now. You're literally transcending time and space. You're allowing your human self to meet your soul and know your soul on a deeper level. Just imagining that this divine blending occurs. There's no right or wrong way to feel this. There's no right or wrong way to experience your soul. I want you to begin to express gratitude to your soul, because your soul is the source of your intuition. It is the source for your gifts, for your power. And as you center yourself more here and you get comfortable, find a place of comfort as you sit with your soul and feel this power begin to rise all throughout your body, all throughout your being. Now, whenever we feel tired or drained, we can always come back to this place of power, because our soul is our energy source. It is our power source. And as you get more comfortable and you find a nice space to sit and be, I want you to begin to imagine that Spirit is joining you now. And I want you to invite Spirit to join you in this experience. And invite your guides, invite your loved ones from the other side, your team. And simply say in your mind, I invite you to meet me at the seat of my soul. I invite you to meet me at the seat of my soul. at the epicenter of my universe, I invite you to meet me here and trust and surrender. We cannot control this experience. We have to let go. And as you meet Spirit at the seat of your soul, at the center of your being, just know that this is your core access point where magic happens. And feel free to imagine that you are literally sitting in the center of a circle. And that circle is your soul. And that spirit can join you here because this is the access point in which you meet. This is a portal of powerful energy, of divine wisdom. Now, feeling the presence of spirit beginning to join you, feeling your loved ones surrounding you, surrendering even more, always knowing that you are safe and loved. Just allow them to sit with you here. You don't have to do anything except sit. Just sit and be with them. Be with the presence and power of spirit. You already know what your soul feels like. So now it's time to know how spirit feels. And just begin to see, feel, sense, and know their energy. Remembering those subtle changes and shifts. You might feel a little bit more emotional. You may feel very light or happy. You may just feel or see or sense. You don't have to judge the energy. This is simply an exchange. This is a meeting. Just like in ancient times, sitting in a circle builds power. You're doing this right now with spirit and with your soul. And just allow them to sit with you and make you aware of their energy. And as you become aware of their energy, you want to notice those subtle changes and shifts, how they appear to you, they look like, what they feel like, smells or sensations, if you hear anything, working with your gifts, and allowing spirit to communicate and share themselves to you in this way. Knowing that this is a present from spirit. As you do this, you become more aware of spirit much easier in your sessions with people, in your own exchange with spirit on a daily basis. Sitting with them is a very powerful practice. And now just returning back to a state of love in your heart. Taking in a nice long deep inhale, you can really feel that love moving through your mind, body, and soul. Express your gratitude to your spirit friends, to your spirit team. Share your love with them. Thank them for coming, for showing you who they are, for showing you the sensations and things that you felt, for simply sitting with you in circle. And building that power. And now making your way slowly back, moving from spirit to your soul, moving from your soul to your physical form, to your human form, feeling your body, feeling the weight of your hands, nice and slowly integrating back. All the while remembering this experience, feeling your human qualities, feeling yourself, connecting to your breath, just like we started this exercise. Connecting to your breath. I want you to take in a nice, long, deep inhale through your nose. And exhaling out through your mouth. Deep inhale through your nose. And exhaling out through your mouth. And just slowly begin to stretch your body, moving your awareness now. Maybe moving your head side to side. Coming back to the room. Divine Parent, we thank you for that beautiful opportunity to work with Spirit. What a phenomenal experience. We trust and know that whenever we want, we can connect to Spirit in the same way, go back to our power source, and know that we always have divine access to these people, to this team, and to this wisdom of energy. Long deep inhale. All right, namaste.